Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Now with today's topic, here's Mary Tidwell, a 2008-2009 dietetic intern from Health Plus.
The Courtyard Cafe and the Children's Way Cafe are both popular dining destinations among faculty and staff at Vanderbilt. So at Health Plus, we've created a really neat pocket guide tour to help navigate both places to make healthy meal choices. Of course, there are several important things to consider no matter where you choose to get your food. The first is portion size. Let's imagine what your healthy plate looks like. First, picture an empty plate and then draw a line straight down the middle. One half should be filled with vegetables. The other side is split equally between either grains, starches, or pastas, and protein, such as lean meats or fish. So if you know where to look at the Courtyard Cafe or Children's Way Cafe, it's not difficult to create your own healthy plate. So let's start by talking about the Courtyard Cafe at the medical center. Most of the time, we all have an idea of what we are craving before we head to the cafe for lunch. Other times, we walk in there waiting for inspiration to come through our eyes or nose, whichever happens first. In this case, it would be wise to check the menus online first. They are all on the medical center webpage under Nutrition Services. Going to a cafeteria is a lot like going to a grocery store or buffet. If you are hungry and wandering the aisles, you are bound to leave with or eat way more than you intended to. So if you're up for a salad, the salad bar is equipped with everything you need. Think about variety when you pile on the veggies and be aware of the hidden calories and fat in things like croutons and full fat dressings. There are several other stations at Courtyard Cafe that offer fruits and vegetables. Above the salad bar, there are baskets of fresh fruit. And in the grab-and-go cooler, there are fresh fruit cups and packaged salads with choices of light and low-fat dressing. You can find hot vegetables in the home station, but choose options that are steamed, grilled, or roasted, not fried. The great thing about devoting half your lunch to vegetables is that you'll end up fuller on fewer calories, but also that you'll be getting all of the important vitamins and minerals fruits and vegetables provide. I want to talk a little more about the home station because it's like a mini meat and three. For your healthy plate, though, try and think of it as a meat and two. Select an entree that is baked, grilled, or roasted if available, and two sides to complement it. They have lots of great choices for vegetables, including green beans, broccoli, carrots, and sugar snap and garden peas. The Vandy Cafe at the Children's Way Cafe in the Children's Hospital is similar to the home station at Courtyard Cafe. The menu is also available online, and there are healthy choices most days. Follow similar guidelines when you're choosing foods at the Vandy Cafe. If it doesn't look like there is a green vegetable or meat source that isn't fried, maybe it's a better day to choose Subway. Another healthy hint for eating at the Children's Way Cafe, specifically at Taco Bell, is to ask for your meal fresco style. And the cheese or sauce will be substituted with a low-fat salsa on the side. This makes a huge difference in the overall fat and calorie content and makes the meal much healthier. Finally, it's hard to miss the bright and colorful Ben & Jerry's counter at the Children's Way Cafe. However, the news isn't all bad. They do have some wonderful flavors of sorbet and low-fat frozen yogurt. Just remember, a serving size of ice cream is 1/2 cup, which is about the size of the smallest cup offered at Ben & Jerry's. Sorbet and frozen yogurt are great treats when eaten in moderation. So thinking about the Courtyard Cafe and the Children's Way Cafe, there's several general tips to remember that may make it easier for you to make healthy decisions. Don't forget you can pack your lunch and supplement it when you get there. They both are equipped with microwaves for heating food up. You could bring in a half a sandwich from home and then get some soup, or pack some grilled chicken or lean meat to put on top of a salad you create. Also, choose to drink water. It is no fat, no calories. If you bring your own water bottle and use the water fountain, it's free, and it really reduces the amount of extra sugar you might be getting from iced tea or regular soda. Finally, plan ahead. Most of the menus for each station in the Courtyard Cafe and the different restaurants in the Children's Way Cafe are online. And also, now you can get your cafe tour pocket guide from Health Plus. Make a menu for yourself for the week to be able to visualize whether or not you are visiting a variety of food stations and getting a variety of foods. In conclusion, it is possible to maintain a healthy and balanced diet eating in either of the cafes. If you ever have specific questions, contact your doctor or registered dietitian, and they will help you make specific diet changes according to your individual needs. And don't forget to pick up your healthy cafe pocket guide tours at Health Plus for even more healthy dining suggestions.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.